60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get to that, Pharrell is making headlines today.
I love Pharrell.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything from him in a while.
It's been a minute, yeah. Last thing I heard was that goofy hat that everybody loved that he wore at whatever award show that was.
And he, like, literally pulled it off.
Yeah, he can pretty much do anything.
Screw you, man.
Well, that's what happens when you're rich and famous. You can do whatever you want. Like, you can put a bird on, you can put a dead bird on your head, and everybody's like, wow.
Ooh.
What a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Anyway, he recorded a brand new song.
Cool. Oh, cool. I love his music.
It's not this one that's playing. That's his old song.
Hey, Jubal, get with the times.
And whenever Pharrell makes new music, everybody instantly gets excited. But there is one minor catch with this song that he's recorded.
What's that?
He's not releasing it for 100 years.
That's awesome.
What? What makes that cool?
I think that's so cool. That means for sure that there'll be music, new music from Pharrell after he dies.
Yeah. Oh, except weird. We're not going to be able to hear it because
You know what?
We'll be dead too.
But our kids, you don't have any
of
those. So,
whatever with them. You know, I don't have them. And I don't know the future generations. They could be jerks.
Yeah. So. What if they just troll Pharrell the whole time?
Yeah.
Like, oh man, this guy thought this was going to be good.
Idiot.
The song is called 100 Years. And the only copy of it was pressed onto a record made of clay, so I'm not going to be able to play it in 100 years.
Oh, God, yeah. It's not going to exist.
From the chalky soil of the Cognac region of France.
Oh, that is fancy.
What?
Okay.
Wow.
It'll be stored in a wine cellar in France in a state-of-the-art safe.
Cool.
And the idea is that we protect the environment from global warming so the planet makes it to 2117.
Whoa.
God, all we're trying to do is make it another 100 years right now at this point. That is sad.
Yeah, and it's really interesting to think about that Pharrell thinks that his music, I mean, I like his music, but that his music is so important. People are like, hey, dude, we got to protect the earth because we have to hear that Pharrell song.
Well, and how does he think it's going to be cool in 100 years? Imagine if we just opened a song from 1920 or something and it's like,
you guys, listen, we haven't heard it. Maybe it is a cover of like The Entertainer. Do-do-do-do-do-do by Pharrell. You don't know. You don't know what it is.
Or it's just a remix of Happy.
Yeah, totally.
Just the laziest song ever. All right, let's get into the shock caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock caller this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked? Today, Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock caller last. And who did you get?
I got myself.
All right.
Oh.
There you go.
Gonna lie, but we're on Facebook Live, you know? So.
Yeah, we are on Facebook Live right now.
Yes.
All right, while Brooke is putting on the shock caller, Jeffrey, please read Brooke the shock caller question of the day.
In every single relationship in the world, couples will argue with one another, but the reasons have changed over the years. For example, in the 1970s, the number one topic to argue about was politics. In the 1990s, it was chores. And recently, a brand new marriage and family survey was given to thousands of Americans asking for the most common issues people fight about with their significant others. What is the number one most common thing couples argue over?
Well, that's interesting. Because Jubal and I were just talking about couples fights last night together.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We were having one.
Yeah.
Spat.
I was like, as a couple.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out how to have a good resolution to it, you know. Because neither one of us would budge.
During our couples therapy session.
And I still feel like I was right, but you know what? I said, I think I'm right, but it's not my problem to prove that I'm right. I'm going to let you have your argument, and I'm going to just be okay with that.
And while I still think chores would be high on the list, I feel like social media use or phone use in general, right?
Yeah.
Because my husband and I, probably there's a discussion or a little tiff about it almost every day. Because he's either on ESPN or I'm on Instagram, and there's somebody being like, you need to put your phone down.
No, totally. It's way too
because we both
easy.
Have an issue.
Yeah, I think we've all had fights.
That happens all the time.
Yeah.
Girlfriend's mine are always like, hey, put the phone down. We're in the middle of making love. And I'm like, yeah, but I got... I'll check my email.
He's got a new follower.
You must be so good in bed.
If you're thinking it might be about phone usage, that is not even in the top five.
Wow. Screw you, Jeffrey.
Whoa,
wow.
I thought
okay.
we were onto something.
Yeah. What else do I fight about?
Was money already on the list?
You didn't say anything.
Okay. Well, hold on then. I mean, money is a very, very obvious you know, fight that happens, whether it's like, should you save? Or...
I will say, I think that there's probably more fights about money now because women are closing the gap and starting to make almost as much as their partners.
And whether you're arguing about saving or should we go out tonight, can we afford it? Anything, it's money in general.
You said phone use, but I still think social media could be something.
I'm going to
stick with social media. I think fights over social media.
According to a brand new marriage and family survey, the most common issues that American couples argue about are, number 5, dealing with in-laws.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Duh.
Number 4, physical intimacy and bedroom needs. Oh. Number 3, doing chores around the house.
Oh,
number
2
is managing finances.
Okay, that's money.
Oh,
and the number
money.
1 most common issue that couples argue about today is how to spend their free time.
Oh. Like, you guys, we fight? Like, I've never fought over that.
What should we do this weekend?
What's going on?
I don't know. Let's do this. No, we did that last weekend, Brooke.
You want me to hang out with you?
We always go.
Dude, we live together. I see you every day. It's Saturday. Go do something else.
I don't
Jeez.
Have that. Like, I fight about all those other things, but not that one.
All right, you got it wrong. And I don't know which song we chose from the text board.
Barbie Girl.
Barbie
by
Girl.
Aqua.
Okay, so you can sing that before you get shocked.
I'm a Barbie girl in my Barbie world.
It's not touching your
life in plastic. It's fantastic.
All right.
Come on, man.
Moving 92.5 has your.